Lee, a late dramatic point today, but what did you make of your overall performance of your team?
Well, I was pleased. I think, do you know what I mean? When you look at the side we had out and how many young players that we had come through our academy, it's a credit to the club, really, to produce that in a League One game. You've got like four or five players in the squad under 20 and four of them under 18. So it was a real case of sort of, do you know what I mean? Chuck them in the deep end and see how they get on. And they've done all right. I think the fans were brilliant because they were really patient. And, I mean, they understood what we was doing and they understood that it was for the benefit of the club and not necessarily the 3 points that was a be-all and end-all today. And I think over the period of the game, I think we deserved it. We definitely deserved a draw and maybe even not a win. They didn't have too many attempts on goal, a couple of good ones due to our mistakes, but you've got to expect that with the young players that are out there. And look, our team's going to look a lot different next year, there's no doubt in that. But at the same time, we know we've got three or four in the underbelly that can come on and produce.
Is it important that patience and understanding from the fans today, particularly when you look at the goal that they scored and the error that obviously everyone saw Jack commit?
Yeah, but Jack made the error. But what I would say about him is he had a bit of a dodgy sort of 5 or 6 minutes. But after that, I thought he came back really strong, and that's a really good sign. I thought, all right, I could take him off at half time, but no, I'll leave him. See how the sort of the character comes through, and he'll be delighted that we've got that goal back today. Because barring that 4 or 5 minute shaky spell, that's understandable. I thought he was very good.
Did you consider taking him off at half time?
I considered it, but like ideally we wanted the sort of premeditated subs, if you like. The subs weren't tactical. It was a case of getting the guys on when we wanted to and go from there, really. So, of course, you'd probably maybe stick another one up front if it was a league game and you had a full bench to go for it with. But we wanted to see James Bree. I haven't seen him yet. I wanted to see Digby. I haven't seen him yet. Thought Berry done well, which is good. And a lot of positive performances for different reasons.
Yeah, because Luke Berry's played quite a lot this season before you came in. First chance of him, he got the goal late on. What did you see from him today?
Well, I think he's been unlucky not to get more starts under me. And obviously, we started really well, so you sort of try and keep the same team and keep that continuity. And he's never sort of knocked on my door, if you like, which could be a good thing or a bad thing, depending on how you look at it. But what he has done, he's consistently trained quite well. And funny enough, I trained the other day, and sometimes you can find out a little bit more from within. And he was excellent, and that's what led me to put him in today, and I thought he'd done well.
Is that something you do regularly, or is it a bit of a fact-finding mission?
Yeah, well, I think it's while I'm young enough and mobile enough to be able to compete still, I think it's another tool, because sometimes you can assess all you like, but getting that feeling from within speaks sort of more than 1,000 words, if you like, because you can see who you feel you could play with, who makes good runs, who doesn't make good runs, is the timing right, do people understand where you are at the time needed. And sometimes when you're watching as a coach, you can get sort of caught by the ball or by talking to someone about their positioning or their body position, but sometimes from within it's good. And every now and again, while I still can, while my belly's still just about all right, then I'll join in, or maybe even play in a sort of behind closed doors game or something like that, just to get across what I want from within a game. How long will it last? I don't know, but at the moment I'm all right. Funny enough, I'm playing a charity game tomorrow in Leeds, so I'm sure we'll get a few fans down there.
Is the fact that your team kept going, kept that pressure going, even with them with 10 men, and got that late goal something to take away from today?
I thought it was, because again, what I want them to understand is tactically what's going on, where's the overloads. They go down a man, go down to 10 men, and our fullbacks stay deep. I'm telling them, go high. Doesn't matter if you don't get the ball, but by going high creates a numerical advantage in the middle of the pitch, and all of a sudden we've got overloads. We did have overloads. Did we have the quality really required? Probably not on the day. But we kept going, and obviously we sent Davo up and stuff like that, and I'm claiming the assist because I forced the official into an extra minute, which I felt was right, and I think we got it in the last 10 seconds.
George Smith came off with like a bit of a knock. How's he?
I don't know. We'll have to assess him. He felt his hamstring tight, so we'll have to just see how he goes with that one. But I thought he's probably one of his best games today for us, and he's growing. Do you know what I mean? He's growing as a footballer, and his confidence is growing. And again, he could be another one in that sort of underbelly or starting next year that could push us on. But he's got a lot to learn. He's got a lot to improve on. But he's got a fantastic attitude, and while you've got a good attitude, it means that you can learn fast and improve very quickly.
You made five changes today. A couple of people missed out the squad. Jabu Ebere, Peter Ramage. Are they no longer involved now, or are they going to stick around the squad?
No, it's not so much that. Obviously, today I wanted to have a look. We're going to start speaking to the players over the next sort of week, really, to make sure everybody knows where their future lies, because it's better to get it done early. And things will pan out, and it will get out, I'm sure. But at the moment, it's got to really stay in-house just for a couple of days, just so the players can digest what we've talked about. And for different reasons, Jabbo had a knock today, so he wasn't involved. Obviously, Rambo wanted to see the young players play, and different reasons for different personnel.
Quite a significant statement, really, starting with 11 players that are the club's players. There's no loanees in the starting 11.
Yeah, well, of course, because you're planning for next year. Do you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I want to win. Of course I do, personally, for myself and for the club. But actually, you have to look at the bigger picture. And the bigger picture now, and that's why I was so pleased with the fans, because I felt they understood, is to see whether these players can sink or swim. And a few swam today, and a few struggled in minutes in the game, but over the 90, you feel with an experienced, strong side around them, they could cope comfortably.